Marnie Leist is curator of collections and says they know the kayak is from the Gulf of Alaska due to its prow.
This one has basically literally two pieces of wood in which there is a split, and this helped with speed and breaking the waves. You know, this is a very wavy, stormy environment, and that prow style helped Aleutic paddlers cut through the waves.
She says kayaks in different areas of Alaska historically have unique characteristics.
For example, in some of the Bering Sea regions, they have a hole in the front of theirs, but that's so they could tie things to the front of their kayak, like their catch and their harvest.
She says this artifact is also special because it's a one-man kayak.
When the Russians came, you know, life changed. Instead of, you know, the hunter having his kayak, it suddenly became a three-man kayak with the Russian in the middle. So this is that pre-contact, you know, warrior-style kayak. You know, a strong hunter would have had this. And it still has its skin, which is also very rare.
Director of Research and Publication Emmy Steffian says many boats and museum collections no longer have that fragile sea lion or seal skin cover. And while kayaks themselves are historic boats, they're not buried so far in the past.
We have wonderful stories from Aleutic elders who remember as children being transported inside the kayaks. So dad might paddle and the children might be lying under the deck and looking through the somewhat transparent skin and seeing the water just outside. These boats were what we think of today as our cars. You drive to the grocery store, you drive home to work. This is what Aleutic people used.
Steffian says the grant from the Institute of Museum and Library Services will provide the museum with just under $50,000 to cover the kayak shipping and installation.
Part of the granting process was not only to figure out the storage of the boat and how we were going to ship it, but also to figure out how we were going to display it. So we looked in our collections for items that could be shown from our own holdings, paddles, balers, other kayaking gear that could be shown in partnership with the boat so that we could demonstrate not only kayak technology, but maritime tradition.
Steffian says there's still a lot of work to do and the kayak hasn't left Massachusetts yet, but she says it should be installed by April and will debut later this spring. I'm Kayla DeRoche.